Merry Christmas. Welcome to the first of our 12 days of Christmas videos that will begin today, and one will release every day until Sunday, January 5th. Demonstrating that Christmas is more than just a day, it's a season. The 12 days of Christmas, from that familiar to some of us, Christmas song, isn't about 12 days of prior to Christmas or in anticipation of Christmas, but are actually 12 days of the season of Christmas. And Christmas Day is day one. So Merry Christmas. If you have taken some time in this busy Christmas morning to spend time with me today, thank you for being here. If you're catching up on this later in the day or even later in the week, I'm glad you are making time at some point in these 12 days to connect through these daily videos. I suppose it's helpful that today is a Wednesday, and those of you who are used to logging in for a hump day hallelujah may have found us because of that. This is the first, as I said, of 12 videos that we are recording, and for the 12 days of Christmas. And each of the videos will respond to the daily devotion from the Advent Christmas devotional we've used here at Ascension, The Mess and the Messiah. I have been remiss. I continue to be Pastor Scott here at Ascension Lutheran Church. And actually, later this morning, we will be gathering in this space for a Christmas Day worship service to celebrate the good news of Jesus' birth. But you didn't log in to get all that information or even a lesson on the liturgical calendar and that Christmas is a season. You logged in or are listening for some good news on this Christmas Day. And if you've already read the devotional, it may not have felt like you read good news. Our devotional writer today certainly highlights the fact that Jesus, as Messiah, was born into a messy world. And that's where the hope actually comes from in today's devotion and all of this devotional book. That Jesus was born into a family at a particular time and a particular place amidst the messiness and the world around him. And while we often think of that scene as being bucolic and a stable with animals quietly admiring the Christ child without any odors or the smell of feed or the noise of their animal noises that animals make, we imagine this very peaceful, serene, beautiful manger scene. And the reality is that it couldn't have been. It would have been messy. It would have been messy because animals eat there and animals do what animals do in those spaces. And so there would have been chaos around. And while perhaps every birth story has a beautiful element of peace and the joy of a new child. In almost every one of them, there's the stress of getting that child born. There's the stress of wondering how things will go. And I'm sure all that was present when Jesus was born as well. Our reading today from John chapter 1 reminds us that the Word became flesh. Jesus, God, took on human form and lived among us. As I said, came into the world in a particular time, in a particular place, and lived amongst the messiness that you and I live with each and every day. I mean, it was different messiness then than it is now, but for some reason, our human nature, we seem to repeat the same sort of mistakes. And so the things they were dealing with then, although they had different names for the people and different circumstances and the technology was different, at the root of them, the problems were the same. You had one nation warring against another nation, one people, abusing another people and taking advantage of another people. You had a system where young virgin girls had no voice. There were all sorts of things. And unfortunately, many of those things continue to happen in the world today. Jesus was born into the messiness of the world to bring light, to bring hope, and most importantly, to bring love. And Jesus continues to come into that world. Each and every year we celebrate his birth. And we give thanks that he has come and continues to come into our lives and encourages us to be a part of sharing the good news of his birth, to represent and share and be the love that he has given to us in our relationships with others. So Merry Christmas, Happy Birthday, Jesus. We're glad you were born. And I look forward to seeing you over the next 11 days as we make our way to Epiphany. Take care.